Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Tracy Thomas didn't want to be a filmmaker. The Milwaukee native never dreamed about having her name in lights, but about 5 years ago, she was about to turn 60 and was feeling at loose ends. So she started interviewing other people who were about to turn 60, or who already had, about what it felt like. The idea of turning those interviews into the 60 Project was born. She started working with her boyfriend Dennis, who was a professional filmmaker. And things were going along really well, until Dennis got really sick and then died very suddenly about a year in. As everything in her life profoundly changed, Thomas found that the 60 Project film was changing too. The finished film, now called My First and Last Film, premiered in Wisconsin last week at the Rivoli Theater, part of this year's Milwaukee Film Festival. Thomas joins Lake Effect's Bonnie North to talk about her movie's journey.
Tracy Thomas, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bonnie. I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about my film.
Well, and congratulations.
Thank you.
On it, your first and last film.
Yes.
And what I loved about the film, it was very gentle. There was just sort of, you know, sort of this beautiful sense of, you know, what death is, what friendships are, what getting older means. And it all sort of unfolded in a way that I don't think you were expecting, because it was not how you had planned to do the film.
First of all, thank you for those wonderful comments. That means a lot, because those are words I haven't heard before when some people that have seen the film have said. So I appreciate those comments. Correct. This did not go the direction it was going to go. Although I must say, when Dennis and I were working on it, we really didn't have a direction. Every day we would do interviews and we would look at the footage at the end of the day. We'd say, oh, the film could go this way, it could go that way. So, and then he passed away. So he and I never had a chance to even get a solid direction. So it kind of went the way that you saw it. It kind of unfolded in that way. It got more and more personal than we had intended it was going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I got that sense as I was watching it, because it became much more about you.
Yes.
And your experience, even though it started, we should probably start with where you were planning to start it, which was turning 60. It was the 60 Project. So talking to people here and other places about what it feels like to either be about to turn 60 or have already turned 60, and what that meant.
Right.
And of course, I find that fascinating, because that's exactly where I am, you know, and it's an interesting place to be, as all of your subjects proved, you know, talking about what that means and how your life has changed and how your expectations shift.
And what's next and what do I do now?
Right.
Is anybody else kind of feeling the same way I am? I was kind of looking for answers, I guess. So,
because you were about to turn 60 when you started this, right?
I had already turned 60.
Okay.
I turned 60 in 2014. And then a girlfriend of mine, because I was dating Dennis, who was a filmmaker, she got the idea, why don't you make a film about women in the older women in the workforce trying to get jobs, and that's so difficult now. And I kind of went, yeah, I don't know. So I sat on that for about a year. And then Dennis and I were kind of apart. So I came to him with the idea and said, what about we do a film about men and women turning 60? And I'm still kind of freaking out about it, and it's kind of a big number. And so he said, that's a great idea. So that's kind of how that part unfolded.
But you had never planned to be a filmmaker.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
Was that a 60 thing? Like, I'm going to do something I had never done before?
No, I think it was the girlfriend putting the bug in my ear and dating a filmmaker and perhaps trying to get Dennis back, all those things combined. So, but yeah, no, someone asked me that the other day. Did you always want to be a filmmaker? Not in one iota. No, I like film. I enjoy going to films, but it's not a thing in my wheelhouse.
So what is in your wheelhouse?
Right now, I'm kind of concentrating on what's happening in the moment, is getting this film out there and getting people to see it. And I just kind of want to get through the film festival circuit and kind of see where the film takes us. We may want to kind of tour it around to art house theaters and maybe universities and women's groups and Q&As and talks and things like that. But So that's kind of over the next year, but I really have no commitment to any plans. Kind of just want to see where this all takes me. I'm kind of open to whatever happens.
Well, I got the sense of you in the film that there was a lot of, you know, you get to 60, you've done a lot of living by the time we're all 60, and that you had all of these other interests and things, but stuff had kind of gelled maybe because of the circumstances of this.
Things change. My sister had passed away, Dennis passed away, my mom passed away, all within about 6 years of each other. So you kind of stop and take stock of your life and kind of do some reflecting, which is what I did. I like to volunteer, so I stopped all volunteering, and you just can take a look at your life and see what you want to do. So I kind of was doing that for a few years and then started making the film. So the film is a great experience, actually. So that I think making the film actually helped me to do some healing and more looking inward, that kind of a thing. Pretty cathartic, if you will.
Yeah. It felt like you were able to grieve throughout the course of the film as the film progressed.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Because there was a hiatus of about 1.5, 2 years when Dennis and I were making it, and then he passed away, and then I started again. There's a 2-year span in there. And yeah, I was not emotionally ready to pick it up again. Then all of a sudden it's like, it's been nagging at me. I need to get it going. So one foot in front of the other, as I said to someone the other day, baby steps, teeny tiny baby steps, and just moving forward. And so I believe it was, and I only realized it was cathartic probably in the last couple of weeks as people are seeing the film and I'm being interviewed and I'm talking about it more. It's like, oh, I guess it was kind of healing. How about that? You don't know it when you're going through it because it's pretty brutal in spots. So
yeah, there were some points in the film that I really felt it. I could feel it in you. I felt like I wanted to reach in and give you a hug and say, it's okay. You'll get through it. It's okay.
Oh, that's lovely. And that's, well, thank you. Yeah, it was pretty tough in some spots and some scenes, and even just watching it myself now, and it's like I cry at certain spots still. So it doesn't get much easier just to kind of relive all that again. But yeah. It's quite a process.
Do you think Dennis would have loved the film?
I hope so. That's a really hard question. I'm just going to say yes. Because
yeah.
He better love it. He better love it. I think he would, though. I think he'd be proud of me.
Yeah, I would think so, too, particularly since you have no filmmaking background. And he was the professional. He was the one who had done it all his life. And, you know, to see what you've come up with on your own, essentially.
Yeah, with the help of my fantastic crew. But yes, and when I was working with him, he said, well, this is your film. And I'm like, I'm thinking, well, it's kind of our film. And he goes, no, it's your film. Because I came to him with the idea. So he gave me the reins. He didn't treat me like I was green at it or inexperienced. He just, you know, would give me advice. We talk about things. And he acted like I was, this is it. This is yours. So, and that's how my current crew, they're like, no, this is your film. I'm like, it is? It took me a while to kind of accept that.
To own it.
To completely own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm getting there. I'm still getting there.
Yeah.
Still getting there.
It's yours. I got to tell you, Tracy, it's yours.
It's out there.
It's got your name on it.
I know. It's pretty scary, let me tell you.
Do you think it's changed the way you personally think about aging?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I really do. Because when I first started out, like I say, it was like almost 5 years ago, and not feeling the 60 thing, you know, like, okay, now we're on the other side. 40, 50 is cool. On the other side of that, more past than future, as Dennis would have said. And so not just kind of in my own little funk about it. So but over the last 5 years, for sure, doing the interviews and how those people, if you probably saw some of the interviews, and many of them are like, no, not a big deal. And it's like, everything's cool and I can be myself. And that's true. So just working on the film with my crew, looking at the interviews and form my own opinions that age is just a number. And it's how you look at life and your attitude towards it. And
there was somebody, and I'm not going to remember which of your interviewees it was, but was talking about that and was saying that It's how you, like, yes, your body ages, you can't change that,
yeah.
But that it's how you resist the narrowing of perspective.
Oh, yes, he was a great interview.
Oh, my God, he was wonderful.
He was fantastic. And he was the one, when I was interviewing people, it's like, doesn't anybody feel the way I do, kind of in a funk and sad and nervous about it? And then Babo, he was kind of the, one of the ones that was like, kind of felt the way I did. And like, yeah, it's you become, you're narrow. It's, you got to open up. You got to be open to the changes that are coming in. Yeah, you have to remain open. And if you are constantly thinking about the number, whatever age you are, you're going to be locked into that. And we tend to think, hey, 60, 70, we're old, and yeah, life's over. Well, you can certainly think that. I think it's what you do with that time. And if you make the most of that time, I don't know, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
If you get locked into that number, you're never going to be able to move forward or enjoy life. You're always going to be worried about, oh my God, what's going to happen? Which is where I was about 5-6 years ago.
So the film really had the catharsis.
Yeah, I think so, right. I mean, I didn't realize it, like I said earlier, until like a few weeks ago. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you get in those situations where you don't even know what road you're on until you're off it and you go,
correct.
I was on that? Really?
Right.
Wow.
There was transformation happening without me even being aware of it because you're busy making a film and you're going to meetings and you're deciding things and you're going on location and you're doing all that you do to make a film. So you're not constantly going, wow, that was a transformational day. You know, it's not. I mean,
most people don't in real
don't.
Life. I mean, you
no,
don't.
You
you're not that
don't.
Self-aware usually.
We're pretty self-obsessed at times, but yeah, we're not that self-aware that we are so cool. Like, I got that. Today is an awesome day.
I transformed. Wow, I had my moment. Yeah.
I had my moment. Once in a while, there's that moment where you think everything's clicking and everything. My life is awesome. But yeah, that's that kind of transformation, grieving and getting through these difficult shoots. It's like, oh, my God, no, that's not.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
And sometimes you find yourself at the end of a particular period of time and you realize you've changed and you didn't know it was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's a good thing.
I hope that the discussions around this, you know, around your film and where you take it, center on some of that, on what we're talking about right now, the idea that, you know, life doesn't end.
Right.
Until it does.
Until it does. Exactly.
Right. It's like
you're not dead until you're dead.
Right. Yeah, there's no.
That's pretty basic.
There's
but
kind of no in between for most of us. You know,
correct.
It's like either you're not or you are. And
right.
And while you're not, there's a lot to do. Well, whatever that is.
Then that's brilliant. While you're not, right? And we're not. We're here. We're living. We're doing things. We're communicating. We're spending time with our families, and we're taking out the garbage, and you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all of it is pretty much a gift.
Yeah.
That is denied to a lot of people. I know that's a cliche, but it's true. Some people don't get to age, like Dennis and other people in my life. So, right.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty lucky, if you think about it. Wow.
Yeah. And would you have ever thought you would have said that 5 or 6 years ago?
No. I'm a pretty positive person in general. But, yeah, 5 years ago, and I wouldn't have. I was kind of looking, you know, down on it. But now today, it's like the gratitude in me is like as big as this room or this building. It's I'm grateful for this whole journey and the people that have helped me get through it and can't even tell you.
So what do you think is next for you once you're done with the juggernaut of getting the film out to audiences?
No, I don't know. I was thinking about that last night. I don't, like I said earlier, I don't think I have any big plans. I just kind of want to get through this and travel is on my list. And I think traveling with the film festival will be a good start for places to meet, for me to see as far as I like them and want to go back to them. And I don't know, meeting people is awesome. And I kind of want to see if some other kind of project will spawn from this. Maybe help produce someone else's film or women's issues or groups or I don't know. You know, the sky's the limit, right?
Which is fabulous.
What is fabulous? I mean, seriously, it should be the limit for everybody.
But we very often refrain
or
push ourselves down or tell ourselves that's not possible.
Correct.
You know, and I think maybe for me, one of the most positive and powerful things of this film, which is both funny and very sad, it's got all of those things mixed up very profound, is that, you know, it is possible. You can move and change and you should embrace that.
Exactly. And that's very well said. And that's what I want this movie to convey to people is of any age, you can really do anything you want. You can certainly try. And if you don't like it, okay, I don't like that. Try something else. Okay, that didn't work. I'm not good at that. Whatever. Just, you know, be brave. Be brave in your life. And I think as you get older, we tend to, as Baba said, we tend to stay closed because we are afraid to try things like, or it's too late, you know, I don't need to do that. I've done all
I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Making a fool of myself, all kinds of things, right. So, well, people will look at me funny or people will say, don't do that, or, yeah, you know, be your own person and be brave. And I don't know. I'm going to say that a lot in the next couple of days. So
But be brave.
But be brave.
Yeah. And be open.
Yeah, I think if you remain open, and I've been telling people as well, I don't feel like I have any fears anymore because I've done this film and I really put myself out there. So I don't feel like I'm afraid of a whole lot anymore.
That's fantastic.
It's liberating and just kind of wonderful, actually.
And, you know, I think turning 60 helps with that.
I think so, too.
I think we just don't care. You know, at least it's not that you don't care. It's that you don't have time for the nonsense.
Right.
You just kind of go, I'm not going to worry about that.
You put importance on other things.
Right.
You put that weight on other things that mean more. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, Tracy Thomas, I wish you the best with the film and, of course, with whatever else you do next. Whatever that happens to be, come and talk to us about it.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much, Bonnie. I really appreciate you having me on.
Milwaukee first-time filmmaker Tracy Thomas's movie, My First and Last Film, had its Wisconsin premiere last week at the Milwaukee Film Festival. It has two more showings, today at the Avalon Theater and next Tuesday at the Oriental Theater. There's a link to the complete film festival schedule at wuwm.com.